Welcome to Triad Arts Up Close. I'm David Ford. Music for a Sunday Evening in the Park is a different live outdoor concert experience every Sunday night through August in one of Greensboro's beautiful parks. MUSEP continues this Sunday night, July 15th, with the Philharmonia of Greensboro live in Barber Park, beginning at 6:30. Bring your blankets, the kids, and even the family dog, and get set for a wonderful evening of outdoor music making. City of Greensboro Director of Music Jennifer Hance spoke with me by phone from her office in Greensboro. The Philharmonia of Greensboro in Barber Park. Tell me about that location.
Barber Park is a really great facility we have here in Greensboro. It also has the Simpkins Pavilion there. We're really excited because we're going to be out at the amphitheater, which has a stage, and then it's an amphitheater bowl, which is a really beautiful setting. And a lot of people don't know about Barber Park. It really is a gem here in Greensboro, and we have a lot of people come out to hear that concert and see that beautiful facility.
The following weekend, on July 22nd, it's a 6 o'clock concert, and related to Eastern Music Festival, it's their EMF Fringe, relatively new element for EMF. I saw some great salsa band. You don't know what you're going to get, but the one thing you do get is always just really good music.
Yes, the EMF Fringe series is a really unique series that they have, and it's sort of off the beaten path. It's not their classical series. It's a more contemporary series, and we're actually going to have Soul Central performing for that concert, so we're really excited to have them back on the series as well.
All right, and mixing it up, as always, on July 29th, we're going to go country with you, and tell me about these country artists, Caitlin Marks and Lisa Dames.
Caitlin Marks just got the best female artist in the Yes Weekly poll. She is a great country performer, and we're really excited to have her. People in Greensboro really enjoy hearing her perform.
I saw him strutting from a dusty country mile in his jet black Stetson hat. When he looked my way, he caught me smiling, and you can't come back.
And then Lisa Dames is another really fantastic performer. She does traditional country and contemporary country. A lot of people associate her with Patsy Cline. So she's just a really fun performer.
Ooh, I get so sick of me. All my insecurities.
That's July 29th, a little bit country, a little traditional and contemporary country as well, beginning at 6 o'clock at National Military Park on Old Battleground?
Yes.
August 5th, we return with the Greensboro Concert Band and more great classical music and pops. That'll be at Latham Park on West Wendover.
It's a great facility. It's really just a nice open area, and it's a really great location for the concert band to perform and for people to be able to come and just sit and really relax in the lawn.
The following week, pop, soul, jazz, and blues with really a triad legend in the Allison King Band.
Yes. We're really excited to have Allison King back. She really knows how to get a crowd up and moving and enjoying the performance that she's giving.
My thanks to City of Greensboro Director of Music Jennifer Hance. Jennifer works tirelessly year-round to bring the best of the best triad talent to Greensboro City Parks during Music for a Sunday Evening in the Park. You can put it on your calendar every Sunday from June through August and a different outstanding concert in a different gorgeous park each weekend. MUSEP continues this Sunday, July 15th, with the Philharmonia of Greensboro live in Barber Park, beginning at 6:30, and you'll find links to the entire MUSEP season on our website, wfdd.org/triadarts. I'm David Ford. Thanks for joining me today for Triad Arts Up Close.